Support for Soundwaves from the Underground is brought to you by 24tix.com, the most convenient way to buy tickets to your favorite local concerts. Save time, save money, rock out. 24tix.com, your ticket to the experience.
I'm Dan Nalen, and this is Slug Soundwaves, the official podcast of Slug Magazine in Salt Lake City, Utah. Slug is an acronym for Salt Lake Underground, and it is one of the oldest independent publications in the United States, distributing free monthly issues about music, art, action, sports, and subculture. In this episode, we talk to Sean Hannifer, who created the cover of our latest February issue, as well as bands Visigoth, The Obliterate Plague, and Making Fuck. We are happy to welcome Sean Hannifer into the studio here in the Soundwaves region, the basement lair here. First of all, thanks so much for dropping in, Sean.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Now, people are probably familiar with your work in a variety of means. You've done quite a few covers for Slug Mag over the years, or a few different art projects.
Yeah, I think this is my fourth or fifth cover. I can't remember which. And I do just things randomly here and there on the inside.
Gotcha. And obviously, we're having you in here to chat with us because this is the big 25th anniversary issue, which is mind-boggling.
Yes, for it is.
Just some of us.
It's mind-boggling in both that they chose me for the cover and that it's been 25 years. It's
right?
Crazy.
Amazing. Well, why don't we just talk a little bit about this cover in particular for people who haven't seen it yet? What's your fucking problem? But it's a striking cat.
Yes,
image currently on newsstands.
Yeah, I call it the Great Catsby.
Okay,
so
nice.
So it's kind of, yeah, it's a hairless cat all dressed up for the ball.
Ready to go.
Yes,
for formal wear.
Exactly, to celebrate 25 years.
Now, was this an idea that you had kicking around? Was an idea specific to the 25-year anniversary cover? How did it kind of come about?
Yeah, it was more from the cover, the 25 years. I had a meeting, and we kind of just talked about 25 years, and then I kind of just went off and just thought about 25 years, 1925, and I thought of Art Deco stuff and the Great Gatsby, and then, you know, the Chrysler Building and all these other random things, and that's kind of where it all came together. Is like, you know, this celebration, something classy, yet distinctly Slug,
right.
You know? So
distinctly different. From,
yes.
did you have any kind of false starts, or were you pretty happy with it right when you dove in, or did it kind of come together easily, or?
Just the way I work, things have to kind of just percolate in my brain for a couple days, and then it just comes out formed. And it's very subconscious. It's not like, if I consciously really try to think about it, I have trouble. I can't. But if I just kind of let it just brew, then it just comes out, and then I'm ready to go. With this, the challenge more than the idea was the execution. Because it was the 25 years, I wanted to try to do an oil painting, because I'm not sure if there's been one on the cover or not.
Know.
And for me, it's the first time, so
right.
I'm just going to go with that.
Yeah.
And so I had, you know, it's a really tight deadline because, you know, it has to be out monthly, and you're, there's so many like steps to the process that my, you know, I had like basically a week to kind of
get it together,
come up with an idea, and then, you know, and so that to me was more, the challenge was just doing an oil painting really fast, because I usually work a lot slower.
Okay. What kind of mediums, I mean, do you generally work in your artwork, you know, beyond doing covers for Slug? Is oil something that you work in a lot? Do you do a lot of different things?
I kind of do everything, and so, yeah, I do plenty of oils, and then I do, you know, drawings and pen and ink stuff, and just kind of all kinds of random stuff.
Okay. Just as I'm not completely familiar with your background from years ago, and for people who don't know, you're in the Corleones band here locally.
Yes.
So people probably know that.
Yeah. Well, if they don't, they know now.
And now they do, right.
I played guitar in the Corleones from the beginning to the end, actually, and then it's been a while, though. It's like a lifetime ago.
As things go, right, in the local music scene. And then, I mean, did you shift gears completely out of music to do kind of fine art, or was it something you had always been doing art along the side or at the same time as music?
It's all kind of the same thing for me. And so I was actually in art school when I was in the Corleones.
Okay.
And so I was kind of doing that also. And I don't know, I just kind of dabble in all kinds of stuff. I actually just moved back from San Diego, where I was a luthier apprentice. So I was making violins for a couple of years,
wow.
which is like a totally different, it's still working with your hands,
yeah.
like with, you know, like music and art, but it's
wow.
just, you know, another whole different world.
Yeah. And what inspired that?
I don't know.
Not to sidetrack you too much,
well,
but that's an interesting jump. Yeah.
I just kind of fell ass backwards into it. It was just, I don't know, it just sounded cool, and it's such, you know, it's a craft that's been around for, you know, hundreds of years.
Right.
So it was just, I don't know, it was just a really cool opportunity, so.
Is it something that, you know, making a violin as someone who has never made one, I mean, it seems like it would be very sort of, not confining in a bad way, but strict and,
yes.
and very focused, and you're not, it's not, you know, just letting your mind go crazy kind of creativity.
Oh, yeah, it's the opposite in a way. It's very exacting and millimeters
yeah.
count.
And was part of the appeal to you? Was like having sort of a discipline? Or?
That's actually the part that didn't appeal to me.
yeah.
And that's kind of why I, you know, decided to no longer do that.
Yeah.
I got to a point where I either had to commit for years to, or just kind of, you know,
like say, I'm
competent at it now, but I don't want to become like a master luthier.
right.
And so I just actually moved back here, and then I've just been kind of doing oil paintings and portraits for people and just,
okay.
just random stuff.
Okay.
And so.
Yeah, I mean, tell us a little bit about just what you do now on your own time. I mean, are there projects that you are involved with or you're in the midst of? Not to jinx any, if you don't like to talk about it in advance, but...
What I'm doing right now is just, I'm trying to just paint a bunch.
Yeah.
And so I just want to get a whole bunch of new work done, oil paintings, and I'm going to, I don't know, throw them in some gallery somewhere. But that's my focus, okay. is oil painting.
Yeah, I mean, what's your impression, having, you know, moved away for a little while, of just, you know, the contemporary art scene in Salt Lake as you come back? I mean, had it jumped around a bit? Was it, I mean, you probably kept tabs on it maybe from San Diego, but...
Not so much, actually. I was kind of bad at that sort of thing. Salt Lake just seems like it's constantly getting kind of cooler and cooler, you know?
Yeah,
and
right.
I think about when I was a teenager and, you know, Slug was around then.
Yeah.
And, you know, but you would have to skateboard down to Ranch or whatever to get it.
Right.
And it was... It felt like there was these little tiny islands of
right,
cool
one-off stores here,
yeah,
and there.
And, but yeah. And now it's really kind of blossomed in a lot of ways, and
yeah.
so. I don't know. I think everything's cooler.
Okay. yeah, right.
The music scene's way better. The art scene, the
yeah.
film, everything. So
that's kind of how I describe it to people. Is like it's the best Salt Lake we've ever
yeah,
seen.
It's the
right
best.
Now.
It's the best Salt Lake we've ever had.
And as much as we all like to bitch about some aspects of it, but it's like I've been here long enough to remember when yeah, you had one coffee shop
yeah,
or you
yeah,
had
yeah.
one record. You
know, exactly.
One. And it is. It might still have some difficulties in terms of say venues or whatever. Mm. You know, but that's the way every city is. You
right,
hear
right.
talking. About it if you go up and start talking to people in the music scene of Seattle or whatever.
All right,
you know?
There's definitely bad things about everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
so.
And it is pretty exciting on just contemporary art side. It seems like we've had a nice blossoming, just like everything else,
mm-hmm.
where suddenly we have like more of a critical mass going on where there's lots of different styles being done and
mm-hmm.
lots of maybe more places to show your work than we used to have, certainly.
Yeah, I think so.
Is that a challenge that you find, is just kind of finding ways beyond being on the cover of a magazine, say, of just kind of getting your work seen out there when you're just doing it on your own?
It's, like I said, it's just been such a random thing. I'm always just kind of bouncing here and there, and I guess we'll see, because I haven't really pursued, like, gallery-style oil painting
yeah.
in, you know, years.
Yeah.
And so, I guess we're going to find out. I'm hoping to be part of this critical mass.
Well, we're very lucky that you came back from the excursion to San Diego.
Yes, yes.
And we'd obviously encourage everyone to go out there any place cool, pick up the latest issue along with every other issue, and of course you can find that cover online as well. Sean Hennifer, thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate it.
All right, thanks for having me.
And for anybody interested in reaching Sean directly, you can email him at hennifersean@gmail.com. Visigoth is a heavy metal band based right here in Salt Lake City and comprised of Jake Rogers, Leland Campana, Jameson Palmer, Matt Brotherton, and Mikey T. They originally formed in early 2010 and released their demo called Vengeance in November of that year. In August of 2012, the group released their official debut EP called Final Spell. This is a song called Creature of Desire.
Down.
to Goth will be playing Slug Magazine's 25th anniversary party on February 28th at the Urban Lounge, along with the Obliterate Plague and Making Fuck. Show starts at 9 p.m. It's totally free to the public, as long as you're 21 and over. To download their album, check them out at visigoth.bandcamp.com. And for more information on the band, visit them online at facebook.com/visigothofficial.
Plan B Theater's Season of Merit continues with the world premiere of Clearing Bombs, running February 20th to March 2nd. Written and directed by Eric Samuelson, Clearing Bombs is a play about economics and defining the future amid mortal danger. Set in the summer of 1942, economists Friedrich Hayek and John Maynard Keynes spent a night on the roof of King's College Chapel in Cambridge, joined by a fire warden named Mr. Bowles, waiting to clear away and control German incendiary bombs. Details and tickets at planbtheater.org.
This is your weekly daily calendar for the week starting on February 11th and running through February 17th. As always, I'd heartily recommend going to slugmag.com every day of the week, checking out the listings right there on the bottom of the homepage. There's always great new stuff being added to the list, and a really diverse array of things happening this week, I must say. Starting on Tuesday, February 11th, Pusha T, bringing a little hip-hop to the complex. That should be a huge show. Wednesday, February 12th, Zion I brings reggae music to Park City Live. Park City Live is really setting itself up as a huge reggae place these days. On Friday, February 14th, the infamous String Dusters, a fine kind of punky bluegrass band, really high energy, great live show. They're playing up at Park City Live, while the Pack AD are headlining at Kilby Court. They are a great sort of indie rock group. One of my favorites. I've seen them a couple times. They roll through pretty regularly. Excited to see them back in town, especially on a Friday. Also that Friday, Brooklyn-based pop rock band Lucius, along with You Won't, playing at the State Room. Another fine option. Lots of good shows on Friday. Also that night, Slug Localized with Gnawing Suspicion, The Guard Cats, and Muzzle Tongue. They're playing at the Urban Lounge. So again, Friday night, huge options on February 14th. Saturday, February 15th, it's the same thing. Some amazing shows going on. Out at the Saltaire, The Pixies, one of their big reunion tours once again, coming through town with Best Coast opening. That is a great double bill. The same can certainly be said for Bar Deluxe, where Def Heaven and Sub Rosa are playing. What a double bill. What a tough choice there. And if you're into the more mellow singer-songwriter types, up at the Egyptian Theater in Park City, Duncan Sheik's playing. He's actually got some really good skills as a singer-songwriter. And on Monday, February 17th, something kind of different. Pentatonix are sort of an a cappella supergroup of sorts. They are some seriously vocal wizards. They're crazy. Not necessarily my thing. I know a lot of people in this place, though, in Utah, loves the a cappella scene. That's your weekly daily calendar, available at slugmag.com every damn day of the week. For a mere $5 a month or $50 a year, you can add quality content to your own free listings on there. And for the rest of you, just go check it out. Find yourself something good to do tonight. The Obliterate Plague are a death metal band from Salt Lake City, originally founded way back in 1999. Gone through lots of different members through the years, always led by lead singer and guitarist Alex Jorgensen. Current lineup features Mike Necro Gutsfuck on bass, Alejandro Gomez on drums. They came together temporarily in 2012 to record a new album along with Alex. That album is called The Wrath of Cthulhu, and it was released in July 2013. Here's a song from that record. It's called Summoning of the Dark Lords. We'll be right back. Obliterate Plague will be playing Slug Magazine's 25th anniversary party on February 28th. The party is at Urban Lounge, and they'll be playing alongside Visigoth and Making Fuck. The show starts at 9 p.m., totally free to attend. You must be 21 years old. To download the album for a mere $7, check out theobliterateplague.bandcamp.com. And for more information on the group, search for The Obliterate Plague on Facebook. This big anniversary party could use a big dose of sludge metal, and that's what you're getting with Making Fuck, a group that originally formed in late 2012, consists of Corey Quist on guitar and vocals, Jeff Wells on drums, and Jessica Bundy on electric cello. In March of 2013, the band released a self-titled 7-inch that was recorded in Salt Lake City by producer Andy Patterson. Slug's editorial assistant, Alexander Ortega, sat down with lead guitarist and singer Corey Quist to talk about the band.
To someone who's never heard you guys before, how would you describe Making Fuck?
Making Fuck is a band that we try to not play within time signatures. A lot of my riffs don't make any sense in the music theory realm, which kind of led to the name of Making Fuck is because bad grammar, somewhat abrasive, kind of like our music. It is from the Clerks movie, but it's not necessarily anything sexual. It's more or less just some heavy music that's in odd time signatures.
Truth be told, whenever I hear your band name or think about it, I just think of it in a Russian voice. Making Fuck.
Yeah, yep.
You know, just like a very visceral Eastern European man.
Yes,
just
sir.
Talking about intercourse. You know, amid like kind of the weird time signatures and the wonky music theory, Making Fuck With, as it were. Kind of what led you guys to choose a cellist as your low end, other than Jessica Bundy being a badass?
Yeah, complete badass. It was a two-piece for a really long time. It was just a side project that we were doing for, it's probably been around for almost 10 years now. One day we were just like, let's add some cello to this and make it really interesting and see what that turns into. And we did that about a year and a half ago, and it's just been super awesome.
Cool.
So we're gonna keep doing that. We got 6 brand new songs that we're about to record with Andy, so we're super pumped.
Nice.
Yeah.
Any word on what that release is going to be called or when we can expect it?
It'll probably be out, I would say, by summer, maybe a little bit later in summer. I'm not sure on the title yet. I'm still messing with some ideas.
What are yours and your bandmates' feelings about playing the Slug 25th anniversary party?
Oh, we're all super pumped. It didn't take very long at all to get a response from them. As soon as Angela called me, I texted them, and within seconds, everybody was like, yeah, hell yeah, let's do it. So.
Sweet.
Yeah, we're really excited.
And what are you looking forward to most about it?
Maybe, you know, the little bit of exposure that comes along with playing that. It'll be well advertised, and just playing for Slug is always badass. So.
You mentioned you're recording an album, a full-length album. What's next on the docket for Making Fuck?
We'll record that, see if we can't shop it out to anybody who might be interested, and then release it, hopefully on vinyl, and then, you know, do like weekend tours, things like that.
When do you speculate you'll be touring next, or when the first tour since the time of this interview will be?
We're probably not going to be going anywhere until next fall. I'm thinking like October, and we got a lot of work to do and some waiting, so.
Rad.
Do that first, yeah.
Sweet. And where do you think you guys want to go?
From previous bands I've played in, I've compiled a pretty good contact list in the Northwest and West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
So we usually just like hit up that Portland, Seattle, San Francisco, all those places.
Cool.
And they tend to like our music up there, so you get good responses.
Nice.
Yeah.
When you say contact list, does that mean like other bands, promoters?
Yeah, all bands, friends, promoters, just everything that you get when you know, go to different cities and play music and stuff like that, yeah.
Cool. And then so you guys have toured before, or it's just previous bands?
Previous bands. Mm-hmm. Making Fuck has done a couple tours. We went up to Seattle and played with, like, Gatheist and Author and Punisher just a few months ago.
Nice.
Went out to Denver and played with some bands out there and stuff. So, you know, we do some weekend stuff. But mostly it was from previous bands that I have toured in, yeah.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add or plug?
You can download our music for free at makingfuck.bandcamp.com.
Making Fuck will be playing Slug Magazine's 25th anniversary party on February 28th, along with The Obliterate Plague and Visigoth. The show is at the Urban Lounge. It starts at 9, and it is totally free as long as you're 21 years old. To download the Making Fuck 7-inch, visit them at makingfuck.bandcamp.com. As always, thanks for listening to Slug Soundwaves, and be sure to visit us online at slugmag.com for everything going on in Slug World. Next week, we're going to have Jeffrey Stebbin from Yelp, Utah back into the studio to tell us all about the great wines coming from around Utah. Yes, believe it or not, there is wine bottled right here in our fair state. We'd like to know what your favorite wines are, or even what your favorite wineries are outside of our fair borders. Send us an email to soundwaves@slugmag.com, or hit us up on Twitter at slugsoundwaves or facebook.com/slugsoundwaves. We may just bring up your suggestion on the show. This podcast was created by Slug Magazine and produced by Gavin Sheehan. The associate producers are Esther Moronio, Alexander Ortega, and myself, Dan Nalen. The executive producer is Angela H. Brown. The theme was performed by Lindsay Heath and Mike Sasich. The main logo and art design is by T. Doan. The technical design is by Kate Colgan. Once again, be sure to fire us up again next week. We'll be talking to Evan Lewandowski, and we'll talk to Yelp Utah about great wine in the state of Utah.